The news of Mike's death was still spreading today and was especially sad for regular customers like Art and Mary Brown, who say Mike made his bakery a welcoming place for locals and tourists alike.
Yeah, Mike. Oh, wow. Oh, we come from the Cape to go
to Mike's.
Yeah, we were just in there. We like the espresso, and then we like the eclairs.
You name it, we like it.
Mike ran the bakery for more than 60 years. Neighbor Anthony Tagliere says it's hard to imagine the North End without him.
He was a very generous guy. Gives out cakes and pies at Thanksgiving. You know, takes care of people in the neighborhood. Mike's always been around. I mean, he hasn't been around now because he's old and he, you know, hasn't been in here. But up until like 2 years ago, he was here all the time.
And neighbor and North End restaurant manager Pat Russo-Lillo says Mike was pleasantly surprised by the success of his pastry shop, which became internationally famous.
It just exploded. It just exploded. I don't know anyone who doesn't like pastry. You know, we'll go in there and, you know, and try at least one of his specialties, especially lobster tail. It's huge.
The cause of Mike's death has not been announced, and his family declined to comment to reporters. But his stepson has been running the bakery for several years, and there has been no indication that it will close. Anne Mostu, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.